Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jumbo uthi silungise thina abantu bakho ngoba uma singalungisanga nguJehova ngeke sikwazi ukuthi singene ezulwini kuyilapho ekhaya lethu likhona. Somcela ubaba ukuthi akaqale akulungise ngaphakathi, ayilungise futhi nenhliziyo yakho ngoba uma inhliziyo ilungile kusho ukuthi ke uzocabanga oku ngazo zonke ikhathi uzocabanga oku positive. Ya ihambe njalo i three songs in a row. Ngiqale ngo Donnie McClurkin ethi Stand, walandela umpho kawu ethi Letaho. Isigaba ke sesibili lesi ngiyabingelela nakulabo abasanda kungena, ngithi usekhaya, singumngani, singumsizi wansuku zonke, siku AM 657, ungasithola naku online ku Radio Pulpit app noma uvakashele i website engu www.radiopulpit.co.za. Ku DSTV siku audio bouquet 882, ungangena na ku Open View channel 607. Uma kuqala nqa ungena ngithi ufike kahle usekhaya, singumngani, singumsizi wansuku zonke, your daily companion. Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino uPastor Benedict, angazi ukuthi ngilipronounce kahle, bengilongile practice, ngilipractice the whole week bazalwane ligama. Ya uPastor Benedict Chiponda kwamanje usjoinile uzohlala nathi kuze kuyoshaya u4 o'clock. uPastor Benedict Chiponda upastora ibandla elibizwa Christ Rock Ministry, and she is also an author of the book titled Sick and Tired of Being Single. Eske, we will be reviewing her book. We will also learn about the importance of keeping ourselves pure even in our old ages, and the things okuthi we ought to put in order in our lives as we wait for the Lord to bring forth the husband or the wife. So uPastor Benedict uNkulunkulu blessed her with a husband when she was 36, if I'm not mistaken, and umblessa njalo esese pure bazalwane, a virgin. Interesting. Kwamanje ke she just celebrated 9 years in marriage. Congratulations, Mfundisi. 9 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Sambonani, thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Wash join la ekhaya. So siyakwamukela. You are most welcome.
Siyabonga. Thank you.
Yeah, uPastor Benedict Nichiponda, njoba ngisho ngithi uzohlala nathi ke kuze kuyoshaya u3 o'clock. Ungasuki, sizoxoxa naye, sibuka incwadi ayibhalile, and then as take it through i life journey yakhe. Kodwa ngaphambi kokuthi sikwenze lokho, ithingi indlule ngalaqala, but ithingi imnikeze ithuba mfundisi, ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
I want to greet everyone. Ngiyakubingelela negama la Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Thank you for having me here. I'm looking forward to sharing my life journey with you.
Amen. Sizobuya, let us take a break, and then after la
imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Join us as we change lives forever. Together with you on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Umzwileke o Pastor Bernadette Chiponda sinaye kuze kuyoshaya u 4 o'clock. Ubhale incwadi ebizwa Sick and Tired of Being Single. Mfundisi, before we can look at the context yale ncwadi, let us know you first, please. Sicela ukumazi u Pastor Bernadette Chiponda, like where did you grow up, what was your childhood like?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I grew up in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Born to my mom and dad, Mr. and Mrs. Muyengwa, and we were 6 children. Mm. I then came to study in South Africa and worked in South Africa. I was ordained as a pastor at the age of 28, being born again around the age maybe of 18. And from there on, just seeking the face of the Lord. I am looking after Christ the Rock Ministries in Centurion, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a professional working in the field of IT.
Mm. Okay. If I may ask, do you have a childhood memory that connects to something that is relevant to your life like now?
Sorry, kindly repeat that.
I'm saying, do you have a childhood memory that connects to something that is relevant to your life now? If so, how it impacted the rest of your life?
A childhood memory.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that I can talk about, maybe apart from the faith, is knowing at an early stage in my life what I really wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of my career, where I was going. IT, I did not just end up in IT, but it was something that I felt as a child as was coming onto the scene.
Yeah.
That I could do this. Mm-hmm. And it was an inner conviction. And so from that time, I've basically pursued that. And it has brought me to many areas, including the place of ministry, where I know that the things that you pray for as a child, you can actually realize them in your life. And so it's something that I really hold dear in terms of the life experience of knowing that God is there, being able to express it while you're still young. I don't even think at that stage I was born again. But it was something that I wanted to pursue as a child, and I have stood by it, and it has materialized in my life. And mm-hmm. from there on, that's one of the things that I can tell you, that no matter what, I believe that God is able to do everything, and
yeah.
He listens to us,
mm-hmm.
even from childhood.
Mm-hmm. So were you a shy child, or let me put it like, I want this word, man. What is this word?
Extrovert.
Yeah.
I think I was more on the extrovert side.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was not a shy child at all. I was mm-hmm. one of those children that the parents would be called to school because I was too playful.
Oh,
You
were full of energy.
I was full of energy, and mom and
yeah.
dad would always be told that, you know mm-hmm. what, if she concentrated a bit better, she would do very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was one of those children. I was very active. I'm number 4 in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So very active in terms of extracurricular activities. I was involved in sport. I was involved in modeling, believe it or not. I was involved in public speaking. So I did a whole lot of things in my youth.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So as I'm listening to you right now, made me realize that our childhood experiences affect our behavior and personality into adulthood, even if we were not aware, yes, of the existence of the connection, right?
Yes.
And it is clear what a childhood has an effect on our adulthood, and our early experiences shape our belief about ourselves, about other, and the world. Yeah,
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Perhaps another childhood experience that I can talk about is more on the leadership side. I got leadership at a very young age, not just class monitor, but even growing up, I just really felt after I'd been given the class monitor, then I could do anything. So in terms of any responsibility given, school captain, head girl, mm-hmm, all those I experienced. And so leadership also comes naturally now,
mm-hmm,
because I experienced it in that childhood.
Wow.
So definitely it does affect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what inspired you to write this book with that interesting title? What, sick and tired of being single?
I'm glad you asked. The book receives a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
But I was talking more about myself.
Yeah.
And I know that I represented quite a huge cross section,
mm-hmm,
of not only the world, but of the church.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of you are looking to settle down, you are looking for a family, but it's not happening.
Yeah.
So for me, initially it just started, you're just living your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you realize that I am struggling in this area.
Yeah.
If you're someone who hasn't really been struggling with anything, and then you run into this one thing, which is the area of relationships. I'm struggling in the area of relationships. My career is on point. My profession is on point. Everything that I'm doing, I'm happy about. But I'm not making progress in the area of relationships. So I wrote this book because by the time I got married, I realized that God plays an integral part even in selecting a mate.
Yeah.
For most of us, we are not aware of that. Mm. We are just growing. We make our choices. We meet people in varsity or in college, and then we get married.
Mm.
But when you are going through that, I mean, to get married at 38, was really a challenge.
And you were still pure.
I was still pure.
Amen to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what mm-hmm. really inspired me is the single population needs to know the heart of God when it comes to this. When you struggle in a particular area, it brings you to the knowledge of God. If you are really seeking to say, why am I single? That was one of my main questions. Why am I single? Because when I looked at myself, I was a beautiful young lady. I didn't have any characteristics that would cause anyone to stay away from me.
Mm.
So why was I not getting married? And by the time I was, when you're in your 30s, you're already sick,
yeah,
and tired because, yeah, you've done all the baby showers.
Mm.
You've done all the bridal showers.
Mm.
You go to weddings and everyone asks you, why are you not married?
Mm.
And so you get to that point where you are just saying, you know what, I need God to intervene in this area. And that's why I wrote that book, Sick and Tired of Being Single,
mm-hmm,
because I'm talking to a particular group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in the church.
Yeah.
And sometimes even the church doesn't have answers for us. You are serving God. You are praying. You are fasting.
Mm.
But you're still alone.
Yeah.
And even when you are in relationships, you are actually genuine in your relationships. You,
mm-hmm,
you try your best for relationships, but it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And most single people either end up hurt with what I call broken lives, because that area of their life, God has not been involved. And so I've written this book to say it is simple.
Yeah.
If I'd only known better or sooner, mm-hmm, I would have done things differently.
Yeah.
But I also believe that God allowed me to go through these things, to be able to relate with loneliness, to be able to relate with depression.
Hmm.
Because when we have single people in our midst, in our churches,
yeah,
most of the times we don't understand what they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a mom, Ruti, perhaps you got married at the age of 20, I'm not taking anything away from you. If you have a 32-year-old in your ministry and they're trying to tell you that they're struggling with being single, sometimes we don't really understand where they're coming from. But what I'm saying is I've walked the journey. I've seen the depression. I've experienced the loneliness. I've made the mistakes. I've been desperate.
Yeah.
And through it all, I've seen the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really coming to say, you know what? Hold on in there. But don't just hold on aimlessly. There is a way to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a simple way. But if you don't know, then you don't know. But if someone puts together a book like this to actually say, this is how you pray. These are the mistakes to watch out for. This is the way to do it. Then at least you've got a guide. I mean, in the Bible, the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Teach us to pray.
Yes.
So prayer is not automatic. It's taught you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sick and tired of being single does.
Yeah.
It provokes you to say, you know what, when we pray for a husband or a wife, you are not just looking at God, please give me a husband. There's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
There is more where you involve God in identifying a partner.
Hmm.
And also at the right time. Most of us will believe that once we are in our 20s, we are young adults, then it's time up. It's time to fall in love, according to the way the world is naturally set.
Mm.
But the Bible also gives us that warning and says, don't awaken love before it's time.
Mm.
So what is the time of love? Each individual has got their time of love. And maybe you are in a season where you really need to be concentrating on your studies. You should be concentrating on ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But we all band in and we go in and we say, we all want to get married. I mean, I've got my life goals. What are the plans that God has for you?
Mm, that's a good question. What are the plans God has for you? Yeah, o Pastor Benedict Chiponda obhale le ncwadi sikhuluma ngayo kule ntambama ebizwa Sick and Tired of Being Single. Ngizwe la akhuluma ngokukhuleka. So Pastor Benedict, when we come back, please tell us more ukuthi how to pray while you're single, and you know, kumele ukukhuleke kanjani. Uyamtshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngifuna indoda ekanje specifically, and also please tell us ukuthi how did you meet your husband. When we come back,
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
What a beautiful song. Nge elevate izalange elevation worship ba futuram Maverick City Betty Ungu Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. This is one of Ingomazga Zga Pastor Benedict. One of your favorite songs, Pastor Benedict. You love the song. You said
yes,
you love
is.
The song. Yeah.
I love the song because He is Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
And if we look at that scripture in the word, I mean, it says that on the mount of the Lord, he shall provide.
Yeah.
And when you have seen the provision of the Lord, you can't go back.
Amen.
And that song really speaks to that.
Amen. 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 Okay. As we get back to Leah's question, you would say, how did you meet your husband? I want to get married. And I'm ready for marriage, but I just don't know how to pray. So how to pray for your husband?
Wow. The whole book is almost 122 pages.
Yeah.
And it talks about how to pray for a husband.
And I guess you prayed for your husband as well.
I did pray for my husband while it was happening. It was just day-to-day life. I was learning from the Holy Spirit as I was going. But as I started to write the book, when the unction to write the book came, then I realized as I met more and more single people that we don't really have a handbook on what to pray for. So in terms of what to pray for a husband, I always say the first thing, obviously, the Bible says ask, seek, and find. And another part, it says you don't have because you don't ask. Most of us as single people are just dating. You go to a party, you meet someone, you're at work, you meet someone. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't. But if you're a child of God, the scripture is saying ask.
Yeah.
Seek. Mm-hmm. Find. And it even talks about those three levels of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who asks isn't really at the stage of knocking. Seeking is a deeper level.
Yeah.
You are looking deeper into God.
Mm-hmm.
And then knocking, you are saying, I need attention here.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are talking about those different levels of prayer, as a single person, if you have asked and it's not happened, I always encourage you to seek and to find out why it has not happened. Could it be the will of God? Now, in terms of the will of God, is God saying the timing is not right? Or there's something that you ought to be doing at that particular time? Because our God is a God of order. And not only that, He's a God of love. So when we are praying for a partner, after I've asked, when I'm seeking, I'm actually saying, Lord, what is your will for me?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person that you want me to marry?
Mm.
Or not only that, what are the characteristics? You know me better.
Yeah.
So most of us will have our long list. You know, you always have your three C's, you know.
Six pack.
Exactly. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, gosh.
We always have those lists. And you say, God, if you give me this, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
But God knows you inside out.
Yeah.
And He knows what's good for you. And most of those characteristics that most single people are looking for, those characteristics make for great boyfriend, but not for great husband. Vice versa, for a man, you know, the characteristics may make for a good girlfriend, but not marriage material. So when we are praying, when we come to God and we begin to seek, you are saying, I'm going deeper.
Yeah.
I'm now saying, God, you know what's right for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking for a man who is suitable for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't always know what's right for me.
Hmm.
And most of us, because the relationships are failing, it means we are picking the wrong characteristics.
Yeah.
We are, and some people continually attract the same kind of girl or the same kind of guy, and it keeps failing.
Mm.
It could be you're just looking at the wrong things. But if you are, with the help of God, able to look and say, I think this is good for me, this is not good for me, you are able to apply the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage, when you're praying, pray for the will of God. He says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Mm.
Plans to prosper you and to give you a future. He even tells us where to go and look. There are examples in the Bible. You know, when Eliezer went out to look for a wife for Isaac, you know, Abraham gave him a specific instruction, go and look among my people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have the daughters of Zelophehad.
Yeah.
They are supposed to marry, but God gives them again a boundary. He says, go and look. You know, they can marry anyone whom they wish to marry, but He just gives them a boundary, but it must be among the people of their tribe.
Mm.
Now, the significance of that is that God doesn't want us to be unequally yoked.
Amen.
He wants us in a place where we can say we are both Christians, we are God-fearing, we choose our partners because we love God, because we have the same characteristics. If you choose someone who's outside and then try and change them, it's a different story.
It's a difficult
thing to even try and change somebody.
Exactly.
So those are the things that you are praying for. But even more important, when you're praying for the area of marriage, you need to pray for yourself.
Yeah.
Because none of us are born as husbands or wives.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone will agree with me. We give birth to boys and girls, our babies.
Mm-hmm.
But being a husband and a wife is something that you become.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you are praying as a single woman, pray for or to become wife material.
Yeah.
Yes. Where you are saying, Lord, I want to be a wife even before I'm married.
Mm.
So in other words, let me exhibit the characteristics. Let me live the life of someone who is responsible even before I meet my partner.
Mm.
Because you attract who you are.
Amen.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
But if you are a young person, you are not responsible. You don't even do your bed. You don't cook. You don't look out for those things that are just fundamental, basic things that you would need to find in a home.
Yeah.
then you are probably not exhibiting the characteristics that the gentleman is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us could be married, but because we are not showing forth the characteristics of a wife, our partner misses us. Because he is praying for a particular thing. And it's the same with men. Mm-hmm. Young girls want a man who's responsible.
Yeah.
They want someone who'll be able to take care of the home
mm-hmm.
and of their children. But if they look and they see that you are irresponsible, guess what? You are not attractive to them. So they stay away. So what we are saying is in the area of prayer, you are not just praying for the other person. You are praying to become a better person.
Amen.
You are praying to come to that place of maturity
mm-hmm.
where you can be someone's wife or someone's husband,
mm-hmm.
where you can execute your duties or your roles in order to serve your partner,
yeah.
to serve your husband, to serve your wife. So most of us are going in there, we want to get married because I want to get something out of it.
Yeah.
But in my journey, I learned that I had to become a wife. I was so irresponsible in the area of cooking. I loved God, but I wasn't eating right.
Mm.
The Lord taught me to cook right,
wow.
to eat right, to keep a clean place,
yeah.
To be presentable.
Mm-hmm.
Because all those things add to your being single. If you are not looking attractive, these guys are praying for people who are attractive.
Amen.
And you can't just say, love me the way I am.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he's looking for something particular. She's looking for something particular. And I can tell you the Holy Spirit wants to be involved.
So that is why it is important to pray for yourself.
Pray for yourself.
When iba better before uzofuna the better person.
Yes, that's exactly it.
So ngithandile your point ukuthi pray for the will of God.
Yes.
Okay. So manje, when it comes to umfundisi Chiponda, how did you know ukuthi he's the one?
Wow. It's a very, very interesting story.
Yeah.
Because by the time I was 38 or much older, and I sort of understood that God was involved in this thing, I had to get to, I was now in a place where I was at peace. I was in that place, in the book, I call it, I entered into the rest of God. You see, if you want to get married because you're desperate, you're going to make mistakes. And for the bulk or the majority of that time, of the earlier times, I was very desperate. I was in that desperate place. I was willing to compromise. I was willing to do anything just to get somebody because my time is running out. But God's time never runs out. God is never early and is never late.
True.
He's really on time.
Mm.
And so because I was involved in ministry and I got to that place where I understood that, you know what, God also wants marriage for me.
Yeah.
But he wants the best for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I entered into what I call God's rest. And as a single person, you need to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Where being single no longer threatens you.
Yeah.
Where you know that God has good plans for you and is going to give you the very best.
Mm.
I tell you, we used to make this joke that, you know, when Abraham went up the mountain, there was no ram.
Yeah.
But when he looked back, it says there was a ram that was caught in the thicket.
Mm.
That means God provided. This ram was not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so I got to a place where I knew wherever this husband is, God will provide.
Amen.
And he's caught in a thicket until the time is right. So there are no men that are going to run out. As single
yeah.
people, we think that they're running out.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't run out.
Mm.
And so when my husband came into the picture, because I think I alluded earlier on concerning my career,
mm-hmm.
That I am in IT, he tried. He came just as a friend. In fact, the joys of social media, but not so much putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
He just reached out to me. He was someone that I knew from way, way, way back. He reached out to me. But because I was in that place of rest, I wasn't really running and, you know, throwing myself at men anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He came in as a friend. I can't say we dated. No, we spent time as friends. I really wanted a friend. And I can tell you that even in those times that we were together, I really emphasized that, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on God.
Amen.
I'm not doing anything desperate. I'm not forcing things. Let's see where this goes. Mm. For a long time, we were friends. We dated 2 years. Mm. I mean, already you're in your 30s. If it was earlier, I would have married him 3 months into this thing. But I said, No, we are taking time because God is in this.
Yeah.
I want to be able to study the character of the person. I want him to know my character as well. I wanted to see the qualities that God said, the qualities of a good husband,
mm-hmm.
and that we all know, is this person responsible?
Mm.
And so... With time, and I can't say I was looking and saying, you know what, maybe he's the one, maybe he isn't. No. With time, I realized that our friendship had come to a good and a safe place where he accepted me for who I was and I accepted him for who he was.
Yeah.
He made his intentions clear, but I was not in a hurry.
Mm.
And at the right time, we decided that we would get married.
Mm.
And we have been happy ever since.
9 years.
9 years.
Wow. What a beautiful love story. So tell me, which common mistakes to avoid if you are a single woman?
Okay. Ah, there are a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first one I've already alluded to, never do anything out of desperation.
Desperation, yes.
At all. And never do anything out of loneliness or depression. That will only get you into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things that I find that we do as single people. And one of them is we get involved intimately too quickly.
Okay.
And you know what? When you are involved sexually with your partner before marriage, already that's not the will of God. Because the Lord says that we must flee fornication.
Yeah.
So that's not the will of God. That is a gift of God within the covenant of marriage.
Yeah.
So as a single person, if you're already involved in that, you are basically not living in the covenant of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even a famous preacher once, and she championed this for me, I can't put it any better. When you're already living like married people, there's no incentive. There's nothing pushing you as a man, as a woman, to say let's take this further.
Yeah.
Because already we've clouded our judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We've already jumped the gun.
Mm-hmm.
We've already excluded God in this.
Yeah.
You can now be saying, oh God, please let him marry me. But you know what? If you allow the things of God to flow accordingly, he will ensure that you get married.
Mm-hmm.
He will ensure that when you are in that marriage, you enjoy the marriage and that area of your life is fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the mistakes that I find that a lot of people do. The second mistake is we move in with each other. There's a common myth that says, let's move in together and get to know each other, etc. All that comes with a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
I spoke about covenant. When the two, the Bible speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it talks about when a man and a woman come together, that they are united and they become one soul.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we create soul ties. Mm. And then we realize 3 months later, this is not the person for me.
Yeah.
But this famous preacher gave us a statement that we used to say, and I still tell single people that, you know what? She said that the reason why you're still single is, the reason why you're not married is that you're not really single.
Yeah.
You've created all these soul ties.
Hmm.
You've tied yourself to all these different guys.
Hmm.
And now you want to get married, but there's no room for your husband. You've cut covenants with all these different guys. You've got, if you're a guy, vice versa, with all these women. Now, the woman that God has set aside for you has no space.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
It says you're not married because you're not single. So some people need to go through the process of demarrying themselves. I don't know if there's such a word. But you start to break the soul ties and become single again so that God can give you something.
Yeah.
Now, if your hands are full, even if God is to give you the right person, your hands are full.
Mm.
If God is to give you the right person, they're busy competing with all the other people that you have become one flesh with.
Mm.
So as single people, we make that mistake. And then we get to mature ages, and we've got this whole line of people that we've cut covenants with. It was meant to be with one person.
Yeah.
And so you could be in that place. There is, and I include in the book, that prayer where you're dealing with soul ties, words that we have spoken, gifts that we have given, relationships where we have been intimately involved. You first need to break the soul tie.
Yeah.
And then be free.
And be free.
And when you are single, God will give you somebody for
then
you.
Then you'll meet the right person.
Yes.
So, test drive, I say, we don't test drive.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. In fact, Jesus makes a distinction. If you look in the book of John chapter 4, the story of the Samaritan woman, Jesus alludes to the fact that she has had five husbands and the one that she's staying with is not your husband. So the devil has lied to us. Yeah. And maybe it's society. We think that because we're staying together, we are married. No.
Yeah.
No, we're not married.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus made that distinction. He said the one you are staying with is not your husband.
Yeah.
The other ones, the first five, you're married to. But this one is not your husband because there's no marriage that has taken place.
Yeah.
You see. So test drive, cohabiting, all that is not in the plan of God.
Amen.
If you want marriage, ask for marriage and go for marriage.
Amen.
Cohabiting is a counterfeit.
Yeah.
It's a lie of the enemy. And at the end of the day, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost even the people that are around you.
You know, there's still a lot that I want to ask, but you know, time is not on our side. Let's take a break. And then when we come back,
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion. Be encouraged every Tuesday to Friday at 8 PM by the program Hlala Nathi. Listen to various pastors as they teach the Word of God to stir up hope in the hearts of all who hear. Tune in and be edified on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
I learned a lot namhlanje ko Pastor Benedict. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi mongayithola lencwadi nawe kusese khona nje okuningi ongakufundi kakhulukazi amaphutha esiwenzayo singabantu besimame njengoba ebalile umfundisi ukuthi ezinye zezinto or amanye ama mistake esiwenzayo ukuba desperate ngoba uma u desperate kusho ukuthi uzothatha nanoma yini. So asi avoiding bazalwane ukwenza lama mistakes ukuze uNkulunkulu azokwazi ukusibusisa ngabayeni noma ama abomama okuwukuthi ibona uNkulunkulu asibekele bona. Mfundisi, thank you so much, and I wish ngathi ungabuya futhi. Yes. I wish ukuthi you can come
I
back
hope so.
Again.
I hope so too.
Yeah. For labo ke aba interested to learn more from your book, how do they get in touch with you?
For those who want to learn more about the book, this is my number. You can get hold of me on these numbers, 079-964-3989.
Siphinde
079-964-3989. And then email info at CTRMI.
I was not writing. repeat again.
Info
at
CTR
CTR
MI
mi.co.za. So in closing, ungathini kubo bonke abo sisters?
I just want to encourage everyone. If you have a passion and a will to get married, I believe that God will not deny you.
Yeah.
But God has got his set of principles. He's got his way of doing things. And yes, some people find it easy to get married. But for others, it's really just about waiting on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As you seek the face of the Lord, he will provide for you. He's a good father. And so be encouraged. Don't compromise your principles. Pray, because God answers prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who've been holding on for a long time, keep holding on.
Amen.
He doesn't disappoint.
Amen. Yeah. Njengoba eshilo umfundisi ukuthi le ncwadi is birthed out of compassion for single ladies who long to settle down and yet have to overcome the daily struggles of loneliness, depression, social stigma, fear, and temptations that come with being single. So le ncwadi ngeyakho ithole njoba eshilo umfundisi ukuthi uyamthola ungamu WhatsAppela kule number 0799643989 and then uzokutshela nje yonke information or unga emaila ku info@ctrmi.co.za. Mfundisi, thank you much and may God bless you more and more and more.
Bongamina, thank you for having me here.
Asimphelezele la ngalomhlabelelo ka Asanda Nododile uthi izwi lakho. Sizongena ke ku the last hour njoba selizoshaya ihora lesine ngaleke kuka 4 ngizobe nginomfundisi u Aaron Velem. Siyaqhubeka sikhuluma nabo baba.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.